you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a couple, you know, obviously we're all at home, but someone is in Texas and others are in California for another Homes Alone edition. I'm in Houston, Texas, just did a super fun show at Warehouse Live produced by The Secret Group. It's Saturday, November 12th, 2021. And my guests today are Jade Catapretta, Chad Opitz, and Ryan Stout.
Yay!
Congratulations to us. We made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with one of our returning champs is here. It's Jade Catapretta.
Yay! I've never really won anything. I think this is my only thing I've ever won.
Yeah, you pulled out a win on a previous episode, and I've been trying to get you back, and now you're here, there.
Right.
And where is there? Are you on the road or are you at home?
I'm at home, and you caught me like the 2 days that I have at home. I have a crab feast planned for the evening. It's going to be a great night.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, I'm going to crab restaurants where they dump everything on the table. I'm ready to get it back into before COVID restauranteering.
Oh, wow. So you're like probably also going out to bars and eating nuts out of the bowl at the bar.
No. I draw a line with crab.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as long as it's fine cuisine, that's a different story. Go ahead. Everybody touch it. thank you for being here, Jade. Also joining us, San Francisco comedy phenom, Chad Opitz.
Hey, Doug. Hello. How are you?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Not crab feast good, but good.
Yeah. What kind of dinner plans do you have for tonight?
Oh, my God. I'll probably be eating a Hungry Man meal or something like that. I don't got crab feast money.
What?
I'll be performing for people with crabs later, probably.
Are Hungry Man meals are still a thing? You really have some in your fridge?
I do. I've got a country fried steak meal.
Oh, what comes with the country fried steak?
It's got mashed potatoes, green beans, and a apple dessert thingy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that apple dessert thingy is always really weird.
Oh, yeah, it's a real weird. It is gelatinous and bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. It just sticks to the pan it's in.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's a hungry man has to work hard to get it out of there.
Oh, yeah. Scalding hot.
Also joining us, another, I mean, these are all comedy phenoms. I don't need to repeat that, but this gentleman, I've seen him all up and down the coast. It's Ryan Stout.
Thank you so much. Actually, Doug, the first time and only time I've ever done this particular show was at the Acme 20-year anniversary. We did a live show. And last week was the Acme 30-year anniversary. So I think I'm the guest with the longest delay between appearances with 10 years.
It might be. You might have the record. It's going to have to be a lot of research that goes into figuring this one out because, you know, either I ghost somebody or they ghost me or we ghost each other. And, things just have to come together. That's why I was glad when I asked you to do it that you said yes instead of, it's been 10 years, dick.
No, I was very excited. I said yes, and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's been 10 years. It was actually just an exciting happenstance type situation. Because I was literally at Acme last week celebrating their 30-year anniversary. So it just happened to be the same party that we were at 10 years ago.
Well, and I can't wait to not talk to you for another 10 years.
Yeah.
let's do it again. Let's mark our calendars.
I'll be excited when it happens.
I appreciate it. We've got some games today, and I know that you're very competitive. That's another reason why I should have, brought you back sooner. But before we play the games, I'd like to take a visit to a place I call Recommendation Nation. And that's where I ask each one of my guests to recommend for any reason, just, whatever reason you have to recommend it, just recommend one movie for people to check out and for me to pit all three of your choices against each other in a senseless Twitter poll. So we'll start with Jade.
Oh man.
I love to go alphabetically.
I love that. I just saw this really fucked up movie the other day that I don't know that I recommend it, but I want you guys to avoid it. How about that?
Oh, that's an anti-recommendation.
All right. I want to say,
what's it called?
I always get the titles of movies wrong, which is perfect for this show.
Is it called
Heritage? I'm like, honey? Hereditary.
Hereditary. Whoa.
Has anybody seen this film?
Yeah.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep anymore.
Yeah. Scary. It's a scary one.
People know Hereditary, Jade. It's messed up a lot of people.
I thought it was going to be about genetics. I love Colette. I really did.
A lot of people love it. Like, you're going to get a good reaction in the poll because people are into it. Have you seen Ari Aster's other movie, Midsommar?
Oh yes, I have. I had, and he loves a good head smash, huh?
He sure does.
Every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stable.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say that you're spoiling anything because anybody that hasn't seen these movies, Hereditary or Midsommar, is. It's too long. It's expired your ability to be upset about spoilers. Chad Opitz,
yeah.
What would you like to recommend?
Oh man, I do love that you went into Hereditary. I think it was like a documentary about 23andMe or something. That's beautiful. I'm going to recommend, there's a little bit of an older, like dude, not that old, 2007 horror comedy called Murder Party. Which what? I really like. Have you seen that one?
I don't know if I have. Who's in it?
There's no like big names. It's like a lower budget movie, but it's from the guy that did Blue Ruin and Green Room.
When a different route. There's no colors in this title.
No, yeah. But this is a very funny horror movie. Definitely recommend it. Set in New York City on like Halloween night. And this group of like artists send out these invites and they get somebody to come to their party in order to like kill them in a super creative way and turn it into like an art piece. And the guy they pick is this like super pathetic dude who lives with his cat. And anyway, they keep trying to like top each other with like what they're going to do to the guy. It's very funny to me. So I definitely recommend Murder Party.
All right. Murder Party.
I'm a nerd. I'm sorry. I'm going off.
No, Green Room and Blue Ruin, I have seen those movies and like them very much. I believe the dude's name is Jeremy S. Is his last Sarnier?
Yeah.
Something
like that. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And those movies are excellent. They're, the Blue Ruin's a real slow burn movie that is the payoff is, I think, excellent. And then Green Room is just intense as all hell all the way through. So I'd see anything that guy does. So Murder Party is going on my list.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
All right.
Horror theme going on. I love it.
Ryan Stout.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the horror theme just because, I figured be competitive, right? Let's all stay in the same genre. I also, with Murder Party, I'm not even convinced that it's a comedy. I am convinced that Chad thinks it's funny, but from the description, it sounds horrendous. My pick is actually from 2017, I believe, but I didn't see it until last month. And it is called The Lodge.
Ooh.
You know The Lodge?
I do think I know The Lodge.
The Lodge
remind
is
me who's in it.
I don't even remember any of the actors who were in it. But it was it's basically these kids, their mom and dad split up and their mom commits suicide and the kids go with the dad and the dad's new girlfriend out to their lodge for the holidays, but the dad has to go back into town and it turns into a psychological thriller with these kids stuck in the lodge with the new love of their dad's life, and things really spin out of control. And at one point there's the suggestion that they've already died and they're stuck in purgatory, and things get really, really wild. And and it's an ending you wouldn't expect.
Oh. So also right. Not about genetics.
Also no. not funny.
Okay.
Oh, see, it sounds very funny to me.
Yeah. Chad's doubled over right now.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
How many of them die?
Yeah. this is a romp.
The Lodge is definitely something that I have seen, but I'm, I've seen so many, like the rush of, sort of cheap horror films that seemed to be the genre that really was just showing up on streaming. Every other movie is a cheap horror movie. Mm-hmm. And I watched a lot of them and I'm pretty sure I saw The Lodge, but I'm just not. I'm able to figure out what this movie is based on the actors than the plot. Cause of course the plot is, insane. Like I remember having that feeling of like, ugh, why the dad, why is that guy turning around and leaving? like that's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. In a blizzard.
yeah. Yeah. Like, and I feel like the actor that plays the father was like, not well known enough. So like, as soon as he leaves, I'm like, well, he's not coming back anytime soon. What I mean? It's not like Ed Norton or somebody.
Right.
All right. So we've got Hereditary, Murder Party, and The Lodge. I mean, I know which one I think sounds the most fun, but that's just how I feel about murder parties in general. I'm definitely going to check it out if I can, find it somewhere, if it's streaming anywhere. Mm-hmm. Thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation. The games will begin after these messages. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back. And the first game we're going to play today, the breaks go by so fast. The game we're going to play today first is called ABCD's Nuts.
Mm.
And it's a spelling game that is kind of confusing the first time you play it, but it makes perfect sense. Believe me. Trust me. We spell a word with movie titles. So I'll tell you the word that we're building off of. In this case, I'm going to be back doing the 12 Guests of Christmas at the Gramercy Theater in New York on November 28th. So in honor of that, today we're going to spell Manhattan. So we're going to start with the letter M in Manhattan, and Jade needs to name any movie that begins with letter M. But if she matches the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then she just wins this game. If she just names a movie that begins with M, she stays in until the next round. But a theme will emerge. There's a theme to all these answers that it might take a few for you to figure out. And then you can attempt to answer based on putting those things together. Ready, Jade?
I'm ready. So if you guys know am I ready? I'm with M, right?
Yeah. You said if we know you what?
Well, if you know me, you know I love J-Lo classics. I'm going to start with a movie that I know Doug Benson also loves. Ooh. Made in Manhattan.
Jade Catapretta.
That's the game, everybody.
What?
You fucking nailed it out of the gate. Made in Manhattan is the title I wrote down.
And you know what? I'm thankful because I hate to spell. Just genuinely. I hate spelling. So I'm thrilled for Jade.
Yeah.
I'm always like, this pick. It's so exciting when somebody like matches in a live show with an audience because they go crazy. But like us just sitting around like it feels anticlimactic to say the game's over.
I'm awash with relief. Yeah. I love it.
I'm doing summer assaults right now.
Let's say that Jade is the winner of that game. I mean, she is. She's the winner of that game. What she wins is she just gets to go first in the next game. So it's not the greatest prize. But just because I wrote all this down and I want to see if anybody else can match me, let's keep going with the next. Chad gets the next letter in Manhattan, which is A. So name a movie begins with A and that you think matches the theme of so far we've got Made in Manhattan.
Okay. I'm going to go Annie Hall.
I can't believe how close you just came to almost matching me. That would have been so exciting. Because Drop the Hall, I just went with straight up Annie.
Just went with Annie. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that is crazy.
All right, so the next letter is N, and that goes to...
That's me, Ryan Stout.
Ryan Stout gets the N letter.
I get the N. I'm going to be honest with you. My mind is just looking for movies with N, and all I could come up with is Never Ending Story. Right, so I'm going to go with that, but it doesn't fit the theme.
Well, I mean, the theme Made Manhattan and Annie. So far, we've got the stories of dreams coming true.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so that could be Never Ending Story, but no, that's not what I wrote down. Okay. I wrote down a motion picture called No Reservations.
Oh, I almost got there.
Okay. Even though I have plenty about that movie. H is the next letter. Back to Jane. Can she do it again? Can she double match?
By the way, I thought you were making fun of me when you said that I got it. I was laughing, thinking that you were just making fun of how bad.
No, you fucking actually answered the thing. Like, nobody ever gets the first one. It takes a few to figure out, oh, he's doing movies that are, you know, whatever the theme is, you know. So finally, we've got Made in Manhattan.
All right.
We've got Made in Manhattan, Annie, No Reservations, H. Jade, what do you think of H?
Hard time, but I think I'm going to go, I got to go with Home Alone.
Ooh.
I couldn't think of any other H ones, I'm not going to lie.
That's the only H movie you can think of.
It's literally the only, I couldn't even think of any other word besides the word high for H. That's where I'm at.
What's the sequel to Home Alone called?
Wait, like a Home Alone 2?
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't, what do you mean? I don't know. Home Alone.
Because I wrote Home down Alone Home Alone 2, Lost wow. in Lost New in York.
Manhattan. Yeah.
Lost in Manhattan.
Lost in Manhattan.
Wow.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. You kind of got a second match, Jade. You are a savant at this game.
On fire.
That's incredible. That's wild.
A is the next letter for Chad.
Oh, man. Okay, because I know it's got to be a New York thing, right? It's got to be
New York. That's where I was stuck, but maybe there's a sequel with New York in the title.
Yeah, what the hell? The Aristocrats? Something in New York, though. I don't know.
I like to use the word duh as the letter, you know, begins with the letter T.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's it's a reasonable guess. Aristocats or aristocrats. But the thing that I wrote down was I just wrote down Annie again because they've made there's two Annies.
That's true.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so then T is the next letter to Ryan.
I'm guessing, was there a movie called Twin Towers? Was that a film?
Oliver Stone did one, but that wasn't what it was called.
It wasn't called that.
Two big buildings or something like that.
Because I was thinking twins, but that didn't take place in New York.
Yeah, it doesn't take place in New York, but it is worth mentioning because they're still threatening to make a sequel to that, like a triplets movie.
Oh my God.
I heard like Eddie Murphy is going to be like their third brother or something. And then he's going to play
like Whitney Cummings or Sarah Silverman. Do it.
Yeah. Okay. I said the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The okay. T is the next letter. We got two T's in Manhattan, so we're back to Jade with another T.
All right. I think I'm thinking of the right movie. It Takes Two to Tango.
There was a movie called Two to Tango with Matthew Perry and Salma Hayek, I think. Was that it? No, that was Fools Rush In.
Oh, I love
Two
that
to
movie.
Tango was Neve Campbell and what's his name that I always mix up with another actor.
Was it Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott? Yeah.
No, it's Dylan McDermott who always is confused. It's hard to keep it straight.
God damn.
Dermot Mulroney was in My Best Friend's Wedding and Dylan McDermott was in this movie.
Oh.
I went with The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh
yeah. That makes more sense, I guess.
Yeah. Hmm. A is the next letter for Chad. Okay. Again, I can't believe you got
oh my god
A's.
Annie 2 Lost in New York.
No.
Damn it.
It's American Psycho.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's in New York in that?
Isn't it in New York?
It takes place in New York.
Oh, it does?
Trust me. It's very New York-y.
All right.
Everybody lives in buildings. N is the final letter in Manhattan, of course, and I wrote down just to try to push a winner into the winner's circle. I didn't know that it would go so smoothly with Jade winning immediately.
Sure.
I wrote down two N titles that match the theme. Well,
I think the theme is movies in New York and then movies that had sequels. So I'm thinking of a movie that has a sequel that starts with N, but I don't know if the sequel was in New York. And the movie I'm thinking is Now You See Me.
You have to say it like that.
Yeah. I think since it's about magicians, it's mostly like, I don't know where it takes place, to be honest. They're like globe trotting magicians.
Yeah.
I went with a Naked City or Next Stop Greenwich Village.
Damn, two Greenwich Village.
Yeah, and the sequel thing is really, that was just a distraction because it was herring. Just basically mm-hmm. all, yeah, as a MacGuffin, it's all, New York movies, basically.
All New York.
Yeah, so Jade wins that game. Congratulations, wow. Jade.
Great job.
I yeah, never knew my love of J-Lo would help me so much.
Wow. Yeah, it really did. Because
I can't believe I came up with two end movies. I'm really, really proud of myself. I didn't win, but I feel like a winner.
Well, we'll see if you can win today because the next game determines our winner, and we'll do that after one more break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and we're going to play one of my favorite games. It's called Weird Algorithm. This is based on the algorithm that the Internet Movie Database, IMDb, uses that is no actor should be aware of this. If you look up on IMDb the cast of any film, you have the option, you could click on having the cast relisted instead of in alphabetical order or the order that they were chosen by the filmmakers. The list is reordered based on popularity.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's based on their popularity today. So you take a classic movie and you have no idea which people from it, unless you know about what's going on with the cast members today, then you can kind of discern, you know, it's just people that are being searched a lot on IMDb on their star. That's what determines their star meter. You know, people go up and down on the star meter. So I'm going to name a movie. We'll start with Jade. Mm-hmm. And you tell me who you think in that movie would be the most popular person. If you get the number one person, that's worth 3 points. If you get the number two person, two, and the number three person, one, any other place in the listings, you don't get any points for that. Okay. Also, everyone can be very open about and share their answers. You know, strategically, you know, you might want to have a different answer than the other players, but at the same time, much like on Press Your Luck, you can just agree with the other person if you want to, if you know, think that's the right answer. Jade, you ready?
Yeah, I'm nervous that I'll even know a single person in this movie. Let's go.
Well, I'll also give you some, you know, I'll give you some names. I won't, you know, list the whole cast, but I'll give you a few names just to give you an idea. And then you can pick one of those or someone else from the movie. The film is Lady Bird.
Okay.
Starring Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf.
I already know this.
Beanie Feldstein. But who do you think is number one?
Wait, wasn't Timothy Chalamet in this movie?
He was.
I would say Timothy Chalamet is number one, and then Beanie is number
two. You don't need to, that's it. You just need to guess one person you think is the top person from Lady Bird.
Chalamet.
You're going Timothy Chalamet. I'll come back and check on you in a minute because you can change your answer before locking it in. Chad, who do you think from the cast of Lady Bird?
God, that's I got to stick with that one. That's probably correct.
With which one?
The Timothy Chalamet.
Okay. And then
he's so sexy. Everybody wants him. Girls, boys, moms, dads. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ryan?
I think I'm going to guess because who played Lady Bird? Ronan? What's her first name?
Saoirse
Ronan. Mm-hmm. You know what? This might be just an obvious game, but I agree with them that Timothy Chalamet is probably it, but I'm going to go with Saoirse Ronan.
I like it. You're playing strategically. Jade, you sticking with Timothy?
Yeah, all day, all night.
You sticking with Wee Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm. Tiny Tatka.
I'm sticking with Wee Willy Wonka, yes.
I mean, I think about him every time I eat a peach. Of course I'm sticking with him.
Oh, my God. She's got horny.
Call me by your name. All right. So here we go. You were, you know, your instincts were excellent here, Jade, because of course, Timothée Chalamet is everybody's favorite right now. He's in Dune, which is the number one movie. And so he came in at number one. So Jade and Chad pulled down 3 points for that. The person at number two, I, you know, after doing very brief research into it, I don't know who this person is. So there's an actor in Lady Bird named Stephen McKinley Henderson, who somehow is the second most popular. That's why it's, I call it a weird algorithm. And then third, Lady Bird herself, Saoirse Ronan. So Ryan, you are on the board.
I'm on the board. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Well, and then
Beanie's not on the board. Beanie's not on the top three. I find that shocking.
Well, let me tell you how this is how crazy this game can get. Beanie is number four in the list. And Laurie Metcalf, who has arguably the second biggest role in the movie after Saoirse, she's number 10.
What?
And Lucas Hedges, who I think is like, you know, he's been blowing up ever since this movie. He's acted in a bunch of things. He's number 12. So it's very competitive and very weird. And we're going to start round two with Chad. And the motion picture is called The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
Starring
Hugh Jackman. Oh, okay.
Zac Efron. Michelle Williams. What do you think, Chad?
I still think he's a very popular gentleman, so I'm going with the lead role of Hugh Jackman on this one.
Okay. Have you seen Greatest Showman?
I have not.
Oh.
It's a weird one.
It is a weird one.
Is it a musical?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very musical. A lot of jumping around and singing, a lot of dancing, circus acts. What do you think, Ryan Stout?
So, you know what? I don't know a lot about this person, but I think the kids love her. So I'm going to go with Zendaya because I know she was in that. And I know she's been doing some Marvel movie things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Zendaya.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now we're over to Jade. What do you think, Jade?
100% Zendaya.
You're all about the Zendaya.
Dude, it's these ex, you know, like the Gen Z people. They're the most searched.
Yeah, she's searched for sure.
Yeah, she's on fire.
Okay, so Jade's locked in with Zendaya, as is Chad.
Ryan. I'm locked in, yeah.
I've got Zendaya, yeah.
Zendaya.
Yeah, he's got
and
Zendaya.
And Chad is going Hugh Jackman.
Sticking with it.
All right.
Like an idiot.
I'm going to start at number five because it's Zac Efron. Nobody took the bait on that one.
Mm.
And then number four, Hugh Jackman.
Sorry,
Chad.
Oh, man.
He didn't make the top three.
They did the star of Real Steel Dirty like that. Come on.
Number three is Michelle Williams, who I mentioned. And number two is Zendaya.
Wow.
The both of you nailed that. And then number one, because the Dune effect is unstoppable. Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Plays Jenny Lind, a fancy singer who Hugh Jackman's character falls in love with, and it doesn't work out well for him.
Completely forgot that storyline.
Right? Isn't it weird? He's like got this circus, but he's also got like this one lady singer he's trying to promote.
Yeah. I forgot that woman. Oh, wow. I forgot that. Yeah. Wow. Great movie. Weird one.
Yeah, it is weird, but I enjoy watching it.
The part where he's taming a sandworm, it was wild.
Dune is the only thing missing from Dune is some musical numbers. Time for round three.
Round three.
Yeah, we got an exciting match because Jade has 5 points, Chad has three, and Ryan has three as well.
Whoa.
So this one's really going to, it's all or nothing here, gang. I've been watching old reruns of Password, and Bert Convy calls the two contestants gang all the time. All right, gang, come on in there.
Don Rickles used to do that. On all the Don Rickles albums I ever heard, he was always like, anyway, gang, so gang, listen, gang.
It's a weird one. All right. The film, and who gets to go first this time? Chad?
I do. No, oh, Ryan Stout.
Yeah, Ryan does. You're right. Okay. That was a test. You know, it's been 10 years, but you still got it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm on top of it.
The film, Ryan, is Once Upon a Time in .. Hollywood.
Ooh.
Big cast. Big cast. I don't have to tell you. It's got Leo, it's got Brad, it's got Margot. Who do you think is number one, or at least in the top three of that epic motion picture?
Yeah. I mean, none of those three are in Dune. So, Christ, you know what? I just feel like Brad Pitt is a good standby for some reason. And I don't know why, but my instinct is to just say, go with Brad Pitt.
Okay. Jade.
My number one instinct was also Brad Pitt. However, remember that thing that happened the other day with Leo and Jeff Bezos' wife? I feel like searchability might have gone up because of that. So I'm going to go Leo.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, that was that clip was pretty entertaining.
Hilarious.
Alec Baldwin wasn't in this, was he?
No. Okay. Yeah. No, and it's, you know, sometimes it's for something notorious or bad, but generally it just tends to be that their star is rising for good reasons. Generally, every once in a while it does get a little weird. Who's up? Jade? Who'd you say, Jade?
I said Leo because of the
Right, right, right. Okay, Chad.
Okay, I'm gonna do another pick. They're both solid options from you guys, but I think I'm going to factor in the horny dude thing and say Margot Robbie.
Okay.
The horny dude searches.
All right. So Chad's got Margot Robbie, who I still to this day will not forgive her for not only putting her feet up on the chair in front of her at the movies in this movie, but also her dirty bare feet.
Well, that's Tarantino's fault.
That's why she does it, is because it's just what he wants. But
yeah,
it's still like, why would that actress show up at that theater that she's starring in the movie? I guess it makes her comfortable, but the shoes off, feet on the seat in front of you, that's rough.
Yeah, I'm out. Barefoot, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, she just acts like, you know, that's what you should do when you go to the movies. But she also shows up, you know, the movie's halfway over when she shows up and buys her ticket, so she doesn't know what she's doing.
You should add that to the theme song, Doug. It'd be like, Doug hates Margot Robbie's dirty feet.
I don't hate them like when they're in shoes and I don't have to see them.
Right. Well, it's your respect for the theater that's being trampled on.
That is part of it. I sat like in that very theater that she did that in. I don't know if I can go back. All right. So Chad's going with dirty feet. Ryan likes...
I'm going with my lookalike, Brad Pitt.
The Pitt man, just because you resemble him so much, you gotta be on his corner.
Well, we're twins, yeah.
Yeah. And then Jade's going with Leo.
Mm.
Yeah, because Bezos' wife is into him. Or what? What is her relationship to?
He's like, let me show you something real quick. And then was gonna was flirting with him, and Bezos showed up. Was like, hey, what's going on here? And she's like pulling Leo down into her.
Oh my god! Yeah, let me show you this cleavage. All right.
It's going to be like Dakota Fanning or something.
No, I'm like, I feel like we're missing somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume so too.
Yeah.
Here's how it shakes out. It's such a big cast that Kurt Russell is like 13th. Al Pacino is all the way down at number 11. The just mentioned Dakota Fanning. She's at 9, so you're safe there.
Wow. Okay.
Quentin Tarantino came in at 8, and bad news for Brad Pitt's doppelganger Ryan Stout, because Brad Pitt came in at number 6.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like he's aged out of popularity.
His divorce is finally through. You know, he's just watching comedy shows downtown now. He's
number 5 is Margot Robbie.
What?
Yes! So
that's not worth any points. Man. Yeah. Number 4 is an actress who's like, she's popping up in a lot of things lately, like that TV show White Lotus, and she's in a movie. She's in a movie called The Voyeurs that's streaming somewhere that I haven't seen yet.
Hot girl that plays the teenage daughter in White Lotus.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney is her name. She's like one of the hippie girls, I think, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Utopia.
Oh, she is in that show?
Yeah.
Cool.
With Zendaya. All the girls.
And what? she was in that Night Teeth movie that came out recently too.
Yeah,
around Halloween.
She's just like she and Megan Fox show up for like one scene, and it is not anything special. And the movie's not bad actually, but their scene is just thrown in there just to have those two actresses dressed up as sexy vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a poor shame for Megan Fox. She's typecast as a sexy vampire. Mm-hmm. You know,
because yeah, that's nothing like her.
Uh-huh. You think she'd want to do
method acting?
Yes. Number 3, and I'm proud and happy to say that Jade is our winner again today, because wow. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow. Look at that.
It was worth 1 point in this round. So she has a total of 6, and Chad and Ryan have 3 each. You guys tied for losing.
We tied for last.
Wow.
Tied for second, tied for last. Number 2 is interesting on this list because it's an actress who is in a streaming show that's, I assume, is pretty popular on Netflix. It's called Maid, and her name's Margaret Qualley.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Whoa. Yes.
Yeah. Number 1 is Bruce Dern.
That would be amazing. But
that would.
Number 1 is somebody that prior to this game and looking this information up, I'm not familiar with. She stars in Haunting of Hill House, the new one, and that series You.
Oh, I love
Y-O-U.
That.
Oh.
Yeah.
And her name is Victoria Pedretti.
Hmm.
She is the most popular person today in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Isn't that,
that is
crazy? I don't either. There's a picture of her and everything, because I haven't seen either of those shows. You know, she's in a couple of those Haunting of shows.
What is she? Do you know what she is in You? Is she like the main girl in You?
I don't know if she's the main girl or a supporting part, but I've never seen that show. I've only seen
It's hilarious.
It is.
It's so funny. It's supposed to be, it's meant to be like, it's basically about this stalker who narrates the entire thing, but he kind of becomes the protagonist and you fall in love with him. You're like, he's so sweet. I mean, he kills, but he kills for love, you know.
Yeah.
It's really done like a kind of telenovela style. It's really funny. And you know, Chris D'Elia played a pedophile in it, which is so
it's like Murder Party funny.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I love about Victoria being I mean, she's kind of the winner of this game, but if she's already getting popular, this podcast is going to get her even more views on IMDb. People are going, who the hell is that?
People are going to get Pedretti fever.
It's a self-fulfilling game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be at the forefront of it, making it happen.
You're a queen maker, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pedretti influencer.
Even when I'm in Houston, Texas, I still have such influence.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I'll be back to Hollywood tomorrow.
Okay.
And you know, this Texas thing was fun, but come on.
Yeah.
It's warm in LA. Jade, congratulations. We're going to have you back on the show when it fits into your schedule.
Good job.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm confident with this now. I used to think I was really bad at these references, and I'm like, this is all I know.
Well, of the three of us, you have the best acting career as well.
Oh, well, that's very sweet, Ryan.
I mean, Chad, I'm not trying to take away.
No, that's fine.
On Goliath, but.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Young Francis Ford Coppola over here.
So Jade gets to go first in the promotion part of the show where you plug yourself and what you got going on.
Good. Hell yeah. You guys were just talking about Acme. I'm actually going to be there this week. This following week, 17th through the 21st. It's my first time headlining there. Very excited.
Boy, you're going to love it. It's such a great club.
I've heard. I'm doing six shows, which I've never done that many in a row. So hopefully I still have a voice, because that same Sunday, I'm going to be at the Helium in Philly filming my hour, my very first hour. Nobody wanted it. I'm putting it online.
And that is a great, that's a great setup you've got there. You know, doing six shows at Acme to prepare for a taping is perfect. And the Helium in Philly is a great,
great venue
for that.
Thanks, man. I've been really nervous just because I've never burnt an hour. You know, I'm like, I'll never write a joke again. Help. but I'm excited. I'm psyched.
Yeah, I'm sure your hour also is going to have some, you'll slip in some crowd work and then discover that, you know, it works, you know.
I'm psyched. No, I am excited. Thank you guys. Yeah. And I'm sorry. Where did you say you are? What club are you at this weekend in Texas?
Oh, I'm coming home. I did a show this afternoon. I did a 420 show.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm finished for the night. I'm going to go out and eat. Is there a good restaurant in downtown Houston I should go to?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. I'm sure there's plenty of restaurants, so it's not going to be a problem.
Barbecue for all of us, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chad Opitz.
Yeah.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
Well, I guess Ryan had the perfect lead in there for season 4, episode 2 of Goliath. You can see me in one fuzzy side shot as young Francis Ford Coppola.
I've always thought you looked like him if he was younger and thinner.
Absolutely. So there you go. And I'm featuring at Alameda Comedy Club November 26th and
27th. Nice. I've heard good things about that. I think Amy Miller likes that club.
Yeah, she loves it. It's fun.
Yeah, there you go. They did like outside shows for a little bit.
Yeah, I did some with Eddie Pepitone there. It was really fun.
Oh, he's so funny.
Always fun.
Yeah. Ryan Stout, what do you got?
Well, I mean, the things that I'm most proud of are my albums, which people can find on Spotify and Pandora and wherever else they listen to things for free. So please, my latest is called Man in the Suit. And I'm going to be performing at the new Funny Bone in St. Charles, Missouri, right across the river from St. Louis. And that will be December, I believe 9, 10, and 11, or maybe it's 8, 9, 10, 11. You check out the website. And
it's
second weekend in December. I'll be in Missouri.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look up Ryan Stout and go see him and laugh. Go see Jade and Chad and just go see comedy, you know? I mean, the rules are different everywhere. You might have to wear a mask, you might have to show a vax card. You might have to blow a guy, but you know, just come see comedy.
It might be the comic.
I want to know the people that are like, I got to see comedy. I got to suck some dick to get into
laugh
tonight.
And then they get in and they're like, you just had to show your vax card. The rules are so hard to follow.
You got to show your vag card.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For my plugs, I would like to reiterate that the 12 Guests of Christmas returns to the Gramercy Theater in New York City on Sunday, November 28th, a couple weeks from now. Douglas Movies returns to Portland, Oregon, Orlando, Florida, and Miami, Florida. All those are three dates next month in December. Go to douglasmovies.com for all the deets. This was so much fun. Thank you.
Good game, everybody. Yeah. Congrats, Jade. Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Jade Catapretta, Ryan Stout, and Chad Opitz. As always, happy birthday, Sam.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for